We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back into the show. We'll get back to the Royals coming up at the top of the hour, but let's continue getting you ready for Farmageddon in Dublin, Ireland. This is the first time that over in Ireland, they get two ranked opponents. One of those teams is Kansas State. We were just there. The other team is Iowa State. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Alec Bussey. He is the co-host of First Quarter from 6 to 9 on KXNO. In Des Moines, also the Iowa Radio Network. He also covers Iowa State for 24/7 Sports. Alec, happy to have you join us today. I think this is the perfect week zero game. We got a rivalry, two ranked opponents, two good coaches, two good quarterbacks. This is an ideal way to kick off the college football season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a huge opportunity for each team to start the season. Both teams are ranked in the top 25, so getting an opportunity to have a win over a program that you think can contend for a Big 12 championship or could contend for a college football playoff spot is certainly something that's really exciting to think about for each program. It's the first time that these two schools are playing as ranked opponents since 2002, when number 12 K-State beat number 22 Iowa State by, I think, a 58-7 final score in Manhattan. So it's rare that these two teams are both ranked in the top 25. When they play, they've played a lot of competitive games over the last decade. I think if you go back to 2013, all but two or three of them have been decided by 8 or 9 points or less. So certainly an exciting opportunity for each team to start the year on a strong foot. And then beyond that, it's a big opportunity to start the year in front of a national audience with a lot of people paying attention to the success that you're having.
This is one of those rivalries that I don't think you understand it unless you live it and you're from the area. I actually think this is the best rivalry that the country doesn't know anything about. These two fan bases don't really seem to like each other. And you alluded to it. They normally play really fun, really competitive games. I don't know if you could ask for a much better week zero matchup than this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really exciting. I mean, it's the first time that the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, the game in Ireland, has had two ranked teams. It's really the first time that they've had two rival opponents play over there, too. I mean, Notre Dame and Navy play annually, but I don't know if people would consider Notre Dame-Navy a quote-unquote rivalry as much as you would Iowa State-Kansas State. In terms of the series history, I mean, it's pretty special. They've played annually since 1917, so they survived the end of World War I. It survived all of World War II, the Great Depression, and more recently, they even played during the COVID season, despite K-State's roster being in a pretty precarious spot because of some illness that they were fighting during that year, which led to Iowa State, who was very good in that 2020 season, blowing out Kansas State. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's certainly an exciting game. It's a series that, like I said, over the past 10 to 12 years has been super competitive in terms of the closeness of the games. And Iowa State's managed to come out on top in 4 out of the last 5. But it's a series that you know you're going to get close games. It's two coaching staffs and two programs that are built on very similar identities, very similar philosophies. And it's two fan bases who have a lot of differences, right, in the way that they support their college football teams, but at their core, they're very, very similar. They're both land-grant institutions. They're both institutions that are very proud of their agricultural success as institutions, in both ranking in the top 20 in that kind of area of education in the U.S. now. So I guess similarity breeds contempt in this sense between the two schools, and it's really fun to see the rivalry really grow over the last decade as social media has allowed the two fan bases to interact more often.
Right now, we're talking to Alec Bussey. He is the co-host of the First Quarter in KXNO in Des Moines, also with the Iowa Radio Network. He also writes for Iowa State and the 24/7 sports site. Two-part question here. How many teams do you think realistically can win the Big 12? Why do you think Iowa State is one of those teams?
Yeah, I think that if you really go through the Big 12 from a team-by-team perspective, you can probably get close to double digits in terms of teams that you feel like can potentially win the league. I think certainly you feel like Arizona State is in that conversation. I think you probably feel like Iowa State is in that conversation. I can talk about them a little bit more in a second. I'm bullish on Utah. I pick them to go play for a Big 12 title. Baylor has a more difficult schedule this year, but I think that they're a team that many expect to be in the top five. Texas Tech has invested in their roster at a higher level than any team in the conference, spending about $25 million on players. K-State is obviously in that conversation. I think they're the betting favorite this year. TCU is a team that quietly won 9 games a year ago. They returned the most productive passer in the league in Josh Hoover. They did have a really easy schedule last year, TCU did, but Sonny Dykes has done a good job of obviously building that program. Even if you want to look back and look past the national championship year, they've had a pretty steady build. I'm not nearly as bullish on Kansas or Colorado. Some people think BYU can be in that conversation. Many think Houston is a potential sleeper along with Cincinnati. But yeah, I think it's a conference that's really deep, and the reason to buy stock in Iowa State is Matt Campbell's success leading the program. Obviously, they've been to a bowl game in 7 of the last 9 seasons under his direction. He's won over half of Iowa State's all-time Big 12 games as their head coach. And Rocco Becht is a big reasons to be confident, as well as he returns for a third year as Iowa State's starting quarterback. And then on the defensive side, you've got some stars in defensive tackle Dominique Orange, defensive backs Jontez Williams, and Jeremiah Cooper.
Alec, we ask people this. You're the first person I get a chance to ask this to this football season. Give me how K-State wins this game. Give me how Iowa State.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
When's this game?
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar for each team. On the K-State side of things, I think it comes down to being able to hit explosive plays. We know that Avery Johnson has a really high ceiling as a quarterback, especially if he refines some of the things that he struggled with a year ago. I think decision-making, his accuracy is something that you would certainly like to see improved. Jace Brown last year was one of the most explosive receivers in the Big 12 and really the country. He ranked near the top of the nation in both catches of 40 and 50 yards last year, I believe top 5 or 6 in both of those categories. So explosive plays, I think, is something that K-State's really going to be focused on. And if they're able to hit on those things, that'll be really important. And then for Iowa State, I think it's really important for them to stay ahead of the chains. They have to replace two 1,000-yard receivers, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll. Both of those guys are day two NFL draft picks by the Houston Texans. But Iowa State feels confident in the receivers that they have replacing those two guys. But you want to make it easier on Rocco Becht and those new pass catchers that they don't have to have large chunk gains on conversion downs, third downs, the long fourth downs, right? Like, you want to have the ability to stay ahead of the chains. And I think being able to run the ball is really key for the running backs and the offense as a whole. And then I think for both teams, this is what's really important in this series, and it's been this way for a while, is, and you can say this for every game, but in this one in particular, I think it's important. It's not making mistakes. Last year, Avery Johnson gets sacked in the end zone for a safety in the fourth quarter. On the first play from scrimmage, he has a lateral that hits the ground and Iowa State recovers it. And those things greatly contributed to Iowa State being able to defeat Kansas State last year. And they played really close games, and in close games, those types of plays really show up as difference makers. So the team that I think really makes less mistakes and is really sharp in their execution is going to be the team that escapes victorious here on Saturday in Ireland.
Alec, I'm looking forward to a great game, man. Again, I think this is the perfect way to kick off the college football season. Excited about a great year in the Big 12, in which I feel like it's going to be pretty unpredictable and go down to the final couple of weeks. Great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.